Assalamu alaikum. Greetings of peace. I have some incredible, amazing news to share with you. After serving 45 years in the church as a priest, David embraces Islam, named himself Abdurrahman, which means the servant of the most merciful one. It's a very amazing story. Australian priest Old David converts to Islam, submission to the will of the creator of the heavens and earth. That's what Islam means. Let's continue on with the story. In a twist, Old David, a highly respected priest from Australia, has recently made headlines by announcing his conversion to Islam after dedicating 45 years of his life to the church, taking on the name Abdurrahman as his new Muslim name. That's a beautiful name because it means servant of the merciful one, because God Almighty Allah is the most loving, the most compassionate, the most merciful. This news has captured the attention and sparked extensive conversations within religious circles as people are eager to understand the motivations behind his decisions. People want to know what drove this man with the billion-dollar hate spreading misinformation industry. You have people like this who are accepting Islam. Now, the background of Good David had earned respect as a priest within the Australian church Christian community for 4.5 decades. Get this, 4.5 decades he served diligently in the church, earning admiration for his commitment to his faith at the time. Many young Christians looked up to him as a Christian figure. The news of Ghul David's conversion to Islam, submission to the Creator, not the creation, caught many by surprise. He adopted a name, servant of the most merciful, Abdurrahman, which means, as I was saying, servant of the merciful one. David has wholeheartedly embraced the teachings of Islam, submission to the will of the Creator. And while specific reasons for his choice remain somewhat unclear at the moment of this report, people are quite curious, as I'm sure you are, about why he made that decision, and they want to know more about this religion of Islam. Some people are worried about how his conversion will affect the community, while others are very happy with his choice and have shown their support. The Quran holds significance in Islam as it is believed to be the words of the creator of the heavens and earth, God Almighty Allah. It serves as a guiding light and a source of inspiration for Muslims across the globe. Now, as we see, many people out there are thinking that Islam is growing by the rapid numbers because of the great birth rates. Islam really calls people to hold firmly to family commitment, to not have boyfriends and girlfriends jump around from nightclub to nightclub, getting drunk and being promiscuous, but to stay away from things that are harmful for the mind, body, and the soul, and to get your act right and have what's called the nikah, Islamic nikah. This is marriage. And from there, have children. And what happens here is that many of our conservative friends and Christians, now they're seeing that many, many Muslims are having so many kids, so many children. So they're encouraging their congregations to, hey, if you don't want these Muslims to surpass, you got to start having kids. But that is not what it is. That's one part of the component. It's things like this. It's when people like priests of 45 years, Ghul David, when he looks into the continuity of the message from Adam, peace be upon him, the first man who was told to submit his will to the creator of the heavens and earth, he did Islam, submission to the will of God. So this might go over your head because you're like, hey, the truth is there, but you're not paying attention to it. But he was paying attention to it. So he saw the continuity of the chain of revelation going from Adam and then going to the rest of the prophets and messengers who all came with the same message, not a trinity, not God being a man, having a son, none of these things, but pure monotheism. And just to name a few of the messengers, Ishmael, Isaac, David, Solomon, they all came with Islam, submission to the will of one and only one God, and being morally upright, adhering to the commands of God, being obedient, being loyal to the one God. And then you have Noah, you have Moses, Noah, Abraham, Jesus, peace be upon him. And the last and final messenger sent to mankind, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And he came with the ultimate miracle. And people are looking not at this book just from the outside, from the inside, reading it, and they're loving the message of the pure monotheism, the purpose of life, the hereafter, where you're going when you die. This is an amazing story I wanted to share with you. And I'm going to give you a gift for sitting through this. And if you want to understand this way of life even more, just like the Australian priest, the Australian priest of 45 years, he's obviously well-versed in Christianity, with all due respect to our Christian friends and neighbors. And now what happens? He looks into Islam. Obviously, we want to get his story. So if you can connect us to Lil David, Lil David, we'd like to have you on a program to get more in depth into what made you make that decision to put it all on the line, to go against all of the fabrications and lies and all of the hate that's spewed against Islam. You saw past all of that garbage, all of that junk, and you saw the treasure and the contentment and peace and proof and evidences that Islam provides, and you took that brave and courageous step. So connect with us. And if you want to connect with the Way of Life, the book that now he looked into, the Quran, verbatim word of God Almighty, we'll get it to you for free. Go to thedeanshow.com. We'll send it to you for free. Thank you, guys. And amazing story. Amazing story. Subscribe, hit that notification bell, and we'll see you next time. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, we've acquired the future Dean Center property and we want to get the masjid open first. It's all coming along. We're installing the doors. We can make wudu. We've installed the carpets. We have many details to finish up, but it's coming along. Alhamdulillah, we need a new roof. We need new windows and we need a minbar. That's right. We need a minbar for the masjid. Now, if all of you want to be a part of history and help build a house of worship, build a masjid for the sake of Allah, so Allah, the Creator, can build for you a house in Jannah, click the link below, donate right now. May God Almighty, Allah, reward all of you.